One time we got caught in a storm and Dad couldn't see the road. We prayed to Jesus to keep us safe.
The best thing to do if you're afraid and need help is to call on Jesus. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you've joined me. I'll never forget the time that my friend and I got lost while we were hiking with our youth group. It was getting dark, and we couldn't see anything. We only had the dim lights from our phones to guide us. Though we were frightened, we both said a prayer and asked for help, and thankfully, our leader came out with a bright flashlight and found us. Kind of reminds me of 2 Samuel 22:29 that says, "O Lord, you are my lamp. The Lord lights up my darkness." Let's listen to our story. It's entitled, "A Light on 18 Wheels." "Come on, Dad, I'm almost to the top," called Ryan. "Right behind you," Dad called. "This is so cool," Ryan said. "I can see miles of ocean. This lighthouse must have guided a million ships to safety in the old days."
"Yep, and it still does," said Dad.
Ryan looked confused. "But ships have advanced technology now. Why would they need an old lighthouse?"
"Well, way out there on the water, the night can be pitch black. Technology is great, but it can fail, right? And phones can lose service."
Ryan laughed. "Or get dropped in the ocean like Aunt Anne's did last summer."
"Right. Suppose you were out there on the dark water in a storm and your radios failed. What would you do?"
"I guess I'd pray," said Ryan.
"Great answer. There's never a time when we can't cry out to God for help. He's our lighthouse and will always send us light in the darkness."
Later, as they drove home, Ryan asked, "Dad, did you ever get lost on the water and pray for a light?"
Dad nodded.
"Remember Christmas Eve when we drove to Aunt Anne's house and a sudden storm hit? We were on the freeway, surrounded by other vehicles, but all I could see was a watery blur of car lights ahead. I felt out of control."
"Yeah, that was scary. But then I heard you say, 'Jesus, help me see.'"
"I was scared too," said Dad. "So I cried out to Jesus. Do you remember what happened after that?"
Ryan paused.
"Yeah, a big truck with lots of lights appeared out of nowhere.
Actually, the truck was already there, but it was too blurry to see. God cleared my vision so I could see the truck and get behind it. Then we followed it right out of the storm, didn't we?"
"Yeah," said Ryan. "God turned a truck into a light and guided us safely home."
"Exactly. Jesus died and rose again to save us from the darkness of sin. And he's always with us through life's storms. We can count on him to light our way when we don't know what to do. In any situation where you're afraid or uncertain, cry out to Jesus. He's our lighthouse who shines light into the darkness."
Well, what about you? Do you ever feel scared or alone? Everyone does sometimes, even adults. But wherever you are, Jesus is there with you. You can cry out to him anytime, just as King David did in the book of Psalms and Peter did when he was walking on water and started to sink. When you don't know what to do, call on him. He'll be there for you and shine light into the darkness. Our key verse is found in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 29.
"O Lord, you are my lamp. The Lord lights up my darkness."
And here's our key thought for the day. Jesus defeats any darkness.
Hey, Zach, why doesn't God always answer all prayers?
Hey, Alexander, I'm so glad to get your question. God does answer our prayers. However, the answer might not be what you wanted the answer to be, or it might take a little while for God to answer it how you hoped. Keep praying and trusting God for his answer. God is faithful to answer our prayers always. Alexander, I hope that helps you. Thanks for writing to me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.